One of the most beautiful, comforting doctrines of the Lord. One that brings immense peace, happiness, and unbounded joy is that principle called eternal marriage. This doctrine means that a man and a woman who love each other deeply, who have grown together through the trials, joys, sorrows, and happiness of a shared lifetime, can live beyond the veil together forever with their family who earn that blessing. That is not just an immensely satisfying dream. It is a reality. Any husband and wife who have shared the joys of marriage here on earth would want that blessing. But only those who meet the requirements established by the Lord will receive that supernal gift. Decide now to receive the ordinances of the temple at the appropriate time. Don't let anything overcome that resolve. If you're now ready to receive the ordinances of the temple, prepare carefully for that crowning event. Before entering the temple, you'll be interviewed by your bishop and stake president for your temple recommend. Be honest and candid with them. That interview is not a test to be passed, but an important step to confirm that you have the maturity and spirituality to receive the supernal ordinances and make and keep the edifying covenants offered in the house of the Lord. Personal worthiness is an essential requirement to enjoy the blessings of the temple. Worthy character is best forged from a life of consistent, correct choices centered in the teachings of the Master. For a moment, I speak to you who are preparing for that sweet period of discovery known as courtship, leading to eternal marriage. It can be a wondrously beautiful time of growth and sharing, a time when you should focus your thoughts, actions, and plans on two individuals, the parents of your own future children. Prepare to be a successful parent by being completely worthy in every thought and act during courtship. Be sensitive to the needs, desires, and worthy aspirations of your eternal companion to be. There's more to a foundation of eternal marriage than a pretty face or an attractive figure. There's more to consider than popularity or charisma. As you seek an eternal companion, look for someone who's developing the essential attributes that bring happiness, a deep love of the Lord and of His commandments, a determination to live them, one that is kindly, understanding, forgiving of others and willing to give of self, with a desire to have a family crowned with beautiful children and a commitment to teach them the principles of truth in the home. An essential priority of a prospective wife is the desire to be a wife and mother. She should be developing the sacred qualities that God has given His daughters. To excel as a wife and mother, patience, kindliness, a love of children, and a desire to care for them rather than seeking professional pursuits. She should be acquiring a good education to prepare for the demands of motherhood. A prospective husband should also honor his priesthood and use it in service to others. An honorable mission is strong evidence of such a commitment. Seek a man who accepts his role as provider of the necessities of life, has the capacity to do it, and is making concerted efforts to prepare himself to fulfill those responsibilities. I suggest that you not ignore many possible candidates who are still developing these attributes, seeking the one who's perfected in them. you'll likely not find that person. And if you did, they would certainly not be interested in you. These attributes are best polished together as husband and wife. Since many aspects of the temple experience are significantly different than regular worship services, get the counsel of your bishop to help prepare you. He can arrange for a specially trained individual to discuss important aspects of the temple to help you understand and appreciate more fully that sacred experience. The endowment and sealing ordinances of the temple are so gloriously rich in meaning that you'll want to allow significant time to receive those ordinances and to ponder their meaning. You may want to divide them into two temple visits. On your first visit, if possible, take an endowed member of your family or a close friend of your own gender to escort you. Do not let receptions, wedding breakfasts, farewells, or other activities overshadow the sacred temple experience. Above all, don't be overly concerned. You'll be helped at every step by caring temple workers. They'll be intent on making your visit the glorious experience you anticipate. Outside of the temple, we do not speak of the specific sacred matters that unfold there. However, while within the temple, there'll be authorized individuals to help answer your questions. On your first visit, you'll receive carefully prepared specific instruction by authorized individuals regarding those matters which are not discussed outside of the temple walls. May your first experience in the temple be as moving and inspiring as was mine. It will be, as you carefully prepare. Be worthy. To commit in courtship intimate acts intended to unfold only within the bonds of marriage is transgression. Such activity offends the Holy Ghost, lays the foundation for heartache and disappointment, and could mask traits or characteristics that could prove conflictive or incompatible within the covenant of marriage. Seeds of distrust that mature in divorce and loss of temple blessings are often sown through violations of the laws of personal purity. Don't make that mistake. When you're sealed forever in the house of the Lord, a new family unit is created. Parents who've had direct responsibility for you since your birth now move into an advisory role. Counsel is precious, but you and your eternal companion now make the decisions together. As a husband and worthy priesthood bearer, you'll want to emulate the example of the Savior whose priesthood you hold. You'll make giving of self to wife and children a primary focus of your life. Occasionally, a man attempts to control the destiny of each family member. He makes all the decisions. His wife is subjected to his personal whims. Whether that is the custom or not is immaterial. It is not the way of the Lord. It is not the way a Latter-day Saint husband treats his wife and family. How grateful I am that President Hinckley has been inspired by the Lord to construct new temples at an unprecedented rate so that the ordinances are more accessible to members throughout the world. If you have received temple ordinances but do not now visit the temple, even when there's one nearby, with all the tenderness of my heart, I invite you to come back to the temple. There are many reasons. It's a place of peace, solitude, and inspiration. Regular attendance will enrich your life with greater purpose. It will permit you to provide deceased ancestors the exalting ordinances you have received. Go to the temple. You know it's the right thing to do. Do it now. The temple ordinances are so imbued with symbolic meaning as to provide a lifetime of productive contemplation and learning. Ponder each word and activity in the temple. Study how they interrelate. As you ponder the significance of those matters, think of them in light of your relationship to the Savior, and here's to our Father in heaven. Contemplate how the understanding you receive enhances your earth life by giving proper emphasis on things which are critically important. Arrange to participate for deceased ancestors in the sealing and other ordinances, as well as the endowment. I find it helpful when receiving ordinances for another to try and relate to that person specifically. I think of him and pray that he will accept the ordinance and benefit from it. Do these things with a prayer in your heart, that the Holy Spirit will enhance your understanding and enrich your life. Those worthy prayers will be answered. May I share a personal experience to help any who feel anguish when eternal marriage is mentioned. Since you believe your spouse will not prepare for that sacred experience because of deeply rooted characteristics or habits. About 5 years into our marriage, we had a growing experience. Our precious 2-year-old son, Richard, died while undergoing surgery to correct a congenital heart defect. Within 6 weeks, our daughter, Andrea, passed away at birth. My father, then not a member of the church, loved little Richard very much. He said to my inactive mother, "I cannot understand how Richard and Janine seem to be able to accept the loss of these children." Mother, responding to a prompting, said, "Kenneth, they've been sealed in the temple. They know that their children will be with them in the eternities if they live righteously. But you and I will not have our 5 sons. Because we have not made those covenants." My father pondered those words. He began to meet with the stake missionaries and was soon baptized. In just over a year, mother, dad, and the children were sealed in the temple. Later, President Kimball put his hands on my father's head, promised him the vigor and strength of youth, and gave him the sealing power. He worked as a sealer for 11 years in the Washington Temple with Mother serving at his side. You do your part. Don't abandon hope for a temple marriage. If you're single and haven't identified a solid perspective for celestial marriage, live for it. Pray for it. Expect it in the timetable of the Lord. Do not compromise your standards in any way that would rule out that blessing on this or the other side of the veil. The Lord knows the intent of your heart. His prophets have stated that you'll have that blessing as you consistently live to qualify for it. But live for it. Pray for it. I know the exquisite joy that comes from eternal marriage sealed at the temple altar through the holy sealing power. When there is righteousness, a commitment to give of self, obedience to the commandments of God, and the resolve to seek His will in all things together, that joy is unspeakable. I do not have words to express the fulfillment and peace that flow from such a supernal experience, even when there's a temporary interruption in the glory of life together on earth. It is that joy and happiness I want so much for each of you. More importantly, that is what your Father in heaven wants for you. Come to the temple now. It will greatly bless your life and provide essential ordinances for those beyond the veil that they cannot obtain by themselves. I testify that with unimaginable suffering and agony, at an incalculable price, the Savior earned his right to be our intermediary, our redeemer, our final judge. Through faith in him and receipt of the requisite ordinances and covenants, you will earn your right to the blessings of eternal marriage, made possible through his infinite atonement. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.